Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
The EPA has warned that current climate plans will not be enough to meet emission targets by 2030. This comes as the government's Climate Action Bill makes its way through the Senedd, having been passed by the Dáil. So can we meet our climate targets, and which sectors need to do most of the heavy lifting to get us there? I'm joined by Senator Pauline O'Reilly of the Green Party and independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice, to discuss this in a bit more detail. Thank you both for talking to us on Drive Time. Pauline O'Reilly, if I could come to you first, will you take us through what the EPA have said and how concerned you are about it?
I think it has to be a wake-up call for all of us across society. It's really saying that if we did everything in the last Climate Action Plan from 2019, that we would still only be getting to 2% per annum reduction in emissions. And that's far below where we need to be. So now more than ever, we need to pass the Climate Action Bill, which will put us on a trajectory to really get us to where we need to be and to ensure that everybody benefits from a green future, because there's no doubt but that we have seen record temperatures across the US, the Arctic, across Europe. We all know the realities of climate change, but you know, investment, which is what this bill would ensure that we can do, investment in particularly rural Ireland, I would say, will ensure that we can reach our targets and have a better quality of life for all of us.
But clearly what we're hearing today is that won't be enough. So what more do you think is going to be need to be done to get there?
Well, the whole point of us going into government, and we did step up to the mark to go into government, the whole point is because we could see the reality of this coming down the track. And we have in the programme for government a reduction of 7% per annum in emissions. And we've already started the work on that when it comes to investment in transport, investment in the energy sector, investment in the Midlands, in terms of retrofitting and broadband, and all of those form part of the puzzle. But in the end of the day, we need to set down a legislation, which is what the climate bill does, that we have to reach a target of 51% reduction by 2030 and net zero by 2050. And with that comes all of the other obligations, the investment, as I say, that we're putting in order to reach that. Because we're going nowhere if we are not if we're not actually facing up to the realities and ensuring that that the consumers want a different market now. They want something that is environmentally friendly. Now it's about supporting people in our society to get there.
Okay, Michael Fitzmaurice, let me come to you. You've been hugely critical of the Climate Action Bill and you're one of only 10 TDs to vote against it. But these projections from the EPA, they show us how urgently we need a plan and binding targets, don't they?
Well, first of all, we're probably one of the 10 that lives in a reality. If you think back to, and the EPA are probably right, because if you think back to when the government was being formed, you had the Department of Environment, you had the Department of Climate Change, and Minister Coveney at the time stating that the Greens' targets were unattainable. But unfortunately, power overruled reality. The sad part, or the good part, in my opinion, is that over the next 3 to 4 years, whether people want to live in Cuckooland or not, in my opinion, emissions are going to go up. If you listen to the Taoiseach over the weekend, he has now given a commitment to build 40,000 houses. Are they going to just come there? Are we going to make decisions to leave people either in tents in Dublin and all the cities, or are we going to give them houses? We're talking about, and this government and the programme for government talk about retrofitting 500,000 houses. Well, I can tell you, Samantha, over the last week in County Roscommon, elderly people that required housing aids and where they were going putting in windows and doors to help their houses, Roscommon County Council made it very clear that the department's funding was gone and they had no more funding. We have a government, and indeed Pauline's friend is on it, is the minister on it, Pippa Hackett. We have a government that has over the last 5 years reached 50% of its targets in planting, and we decide to blame everyone else. We have also a situation where, you know, they love blaming the likes of the farmers. But the reality of it is, when you want to look at retrofitting, I think something like 3,210 houses is what was done around the country in Ireland. And when you look at industry at the moment, we talk about hydrogen and we talk about wind energy. The reality of hydrogen is it's 10 to 12 years away. What we have done is we've decided that we're going to stop certain things and wait. But at the moment, and this is not scaremongering, we have 7 Arctic loads of oil going into data centres because the ESB cannot guarantee them power. We have a few amber alerts, and we have the industry meeting at the moment, which is going to affect jobs, the industry meeting stating very clearly that we are in trouble for power with 2026 and 2027. And bear in mind that this is the same government that at the moment, in my own area, in Gort and in several areas around the country, have cut bus routes when they talk about bringing back climate or doing climate. Second of all, it will be 5 years before we have the first electric bus, and anybody can check that in this country. So here we are talking fantasy when we need to look at reality. And the reality of it is that in my opinion, over the next 3, 4, 5 years, our emissions will go up if we want to cater for the 450,000 people that unfortunately couldn't work last year, and we'll have to go to work. We'll hardly put wings on them and get them to work on wings. We have to get them to work. We have to get them back to work to get funding in. Okay. And on top of that, where is all this money going to come from if we cannot give the likes of Roscommon County Council enough to look after the people that serve this country for many a year?
Let me put that to Pauline O'Reilly. How do you respond to what Michael Fitzmaurice is saying there, particularly in relation to how we're going to replace renewables in the short term? That's not something that can be done quickly.
Well, look, on the one hand, I'm delighted that he does think that these things are a priority, retrofitting and so on. But on the other hand, I question why he thinks that that investment in those, which is what this plan will do, is not a reality and it's living in cloud cuckoo. We need to pass the bill, which he voted against, in order to ensure that we can put in place these plans. But even before that, 108 million went in to the Midlands last year, 62 million in the last few days. We have record numbers of jobs, 1,000 jobs across the country in relation to putting in high-speed broadband, which will impact on rural Ireland. But I understand, and I can see how it suits Michael Fitzmaurice's agenda to engage in this kind of fear-mongering, but he is only one of 10 TDs, and he can say that the rest of us don't live in reality, which is highly offensive. There's over 200 of the rest of us in the Oireachtas between the Dáil and the Seanad, and we absolutely have constituents just like Michael, but what we do is to tell the truth, and that is we have to face up to these obligations, but actually what it is, and European funding is also directed at a green future. Ignoring that and ignoring all of that funding, which will actually help us to reach our targets in retrofitting, ensure people can live in warmer homes, invest in public and active transport, all of those things are the future. And Actually he's doing a disservice to his own community by denying all of that, because that's where the money is coming from, that's where the money is going to. But we will get
there. Let me put that charge to Michael Fitzmaurice, that is fear-mongering. And Michael Fitzmaurice, will you tell me as well about your concerns about the makeup of the Climate Change Advisory Council?
First of all, if you look at the makeup of the Climate Change Advisory Council, one person on it has already said how they want to get rid of half the national herd. Now when you're picking people to go on something, obviously they shouldn't have commented before that out in the media. And second of all, you need a balance from rural Ireland. Second of all, to answer Pauline Beck, and I think it's very disingenuous of her, Michael Fitzmaurice is down in the grassroots in rural Ireland. He works with the people. He's meeting them day in, day out. I am staying here, and let me be proved wrong in the next 3 to 4 years that our emissions will go up over the next few years, for the simple reason we have to build the 40,000 houses. We have to get the people back to work. And anyone that tells you that won't happen if we are to get those people back to work and if we are to build these houses are living in a little world of their own. Second of all, I think the one thing we need to do, and in the EPA report, if you look at what's done in the agricultural sector, first of all the hedgerows right around this country was never included. Second of all, we have no measurement on the likes of grasses. There is a lot of things. They're talking about buying carbon credits. There is a lot of things there that we can, that we are offsetting. And bear in mind that the agricultural sector has done a lot and always will do a lot. But if they are going to be beaten with a brow, as they are right around this country, I think it would be advisable for the likes of the farming organisations to get together around Europe, because you might need a doctor once in the year, and with a bit of luck, you mightn't need them. But at least you need a farmer three times a day. And I am sick of the agricultural sector getting beaten over the brow day in, day out.
Okay, last word then to Pauline O'Reilly. Can you react to that? And do you feel that rural Ireland are bearing the brunt of this?
Nobody is. Well, I'm certainly not attacking farmers. You know, as Michael knows, I represent Galway. So I'm, you know, absolutely 100% behind investment in rural Ireland. The Agricultural Working Group has said that 23% is achievable without doing anything to the national herd. But I believe that it's investment. We had Macrina Ferma into us today. It's investment actually in innovation, in farming, that is going to pull rural Ireland through. And that investment comes from us really admitting that we need to change, that consumers want a greener product, and we're the ones to support that investment, not the likes of people who vote against and deny that climate is a fact.
Okay, Senator Pauline O'Reilly of the Green Party and Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent TD, thank you both for joining us.